Well, praise the Lord. It's good to be in the house of the Lord tonight, isn't it? Amen. I didn't come tonight for no other reason but just to honor God and just to worship Him with you. Amen. We were so grateful and thankful that when Brother Ted called and asked us to come, and I'm always excited to be able to share the word with somebody. Amen. I know that there's many times that I'm just in awe that God even called me and allowed me to be a part of His kingdom. A lot of people may have the ideal that, that God's kingdom would surely suffer a lot or couldn't make it if it wasn't for them. But I'm just glad God gives me a little part. Amen. But I'm glad God loves me.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm thankful for His love, His mercy, and His grace. I stand before you tonight, glory to God, knowing that I cannot do anything on my own. But Brother Paul said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Amen. And you know, I appreciate everybody singing already and good spirit that's in the house. And I tell you, folks, God's in the house tonight. Amen. He's in the house tonight. When He's in the house, amen, great things will take place. If you're here tonight, you need to be saved. God's able to save you tonight. I still believe God's able to heal, set free, and deliver. I still believe that God's able to fill with the Holy Ghost. Amen. A lot of people don't believe in that stuff there like that, but I do, glory to God. Amen. John said, there's one after me whose shoes I'm not even worthy to unloose. Amen. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. We need fire in our church. Amen. I believe that the church's days upon this earth is growing very short. Amen. I'm reminded of a scripture in 1 Kings chapter 19, I think it is, Brother Elijah. Amen. That his days upon this earth would come to an end. It wouldn't have been very many days a chariot of fire was going to come down. Amen. He was going to get on board and going into the heavens. Glory to God. I don't know what about a chariot of fire, but I'm looking for Jesus to come through the clouds of glory. Amen. But the Bible said in the 18th chapter, Brother Elijah, amen, that he stood up one day and he said, how oft are you between two? If Baal be God, then serve Baal. But if God is God, let's serve Him. Amen. Let's serve the God that answers by fire. You know the story. The Bible said, amen, they prepared the altar. Amen. And the prophets of Baal put their sacrifice on it. They cried all day unto Baal, but Baal didn't answer. Amen. Brother Elijah began to, along in the afternoon, to make fun of them. Amen. Said, call a little loud. Amen. But Baal didn't answer. You know, a lot of people are going to wake up one of these days and realize that their God ain't going to help them. They called upon the wrong God, because I believe there's only one God. Amen. I believe, glory to God, the Bible said Elijah along in the evening sacrificed. Amen. He prepared the altar. Amen. He put the bullock on it, the sacrifice on it, called for water. Amen. Just looked up into the heavens. Amen. And God answered. I believe God's able to wet your, amen, to start your fire no matter how wet your wood is. Amen. Have you ever heard a preacher say, amen, if you didn't get nothing tonight, your wood must be wet? I don't care how wet your wood is. God can still kindle a fire in you. Amen. And He can still move you. Amen. Now, my Bible says, amen, and this same Elijah prayed. God shut up the heaven for 3.5 years. And then he prayed again, and the heavens broke loose. And the great rain came. But you know, just a few days after that, we see Brother Elijah laying under a tree. Amen. And crying and asking God to take him on home. Amen. And there was an angel. Now listen, he didn't have many more days to stay upon this earth, just like us. Amen. But an angel woke him up and said, arise and eat, for the journey is too long for thee. Amen. Church, I believe tonight that the journey, no matter how much time we've got on this earth, it's too great for us. We need supernatural power from God to move upon us that we can accomplish what God wants us to do. Woo! Hallelujah. Can I just preach a little bit tonight? me to the book of Luke chapter 19. I want to share a little thought with you tonight by the help of the Lord. I all day been praying for the service. Seemed like I had two or three messages on my mind and couldn't get anything sorted out where God wanted me to go. I may start tonight and just back up and preach something else. I don't know. Many times when I live for the devil, I started one direction, didn't make change my mind, went somewhere else, right? We did it for the devil, why can't we do it for God? I come tonight, amen, to try to be obedient unto Him. If we'll do that, we can leave here blessed tonight. Verse 29 of the 19th chapter of the book of Luke, a very familiar passage of Scripture, but I share a little thought with you tonight. And it came to pass, are you there? And it came to pass that when he was come now at Bethany and Bethany at the mount called Olives, the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying, go ye into a village over against you, in which at your entering you shall find a colt tied, whereupon never a man sat. Loose him and bring him hither. And if any man ask of you, why do you loose him? Thus shall ye say unto him, because the Lord hath need of him. And they that were sent went their way, and found even as he had said unto them. And as they were loosening the colt, the owners thereof said unto them, why loose ye the colt? And they said, the Lord hath need of him. And they brought him to Jesus, and they cast their garments upon the colt, and they set Jesus thereon. Can I bring another scripture to our mind tonight and get us beginning to think the way the Holy Ghost wants us to begin to think tonight? The Bible said in the book of Acts chapter 2 that the Bible tells us that Jesus told 120, you go and tarry at Jerusalem till you're endured with power from on high. I preach a sermon once sometimes, amen, there's 120 waiting on the promise. The Bible tells us in verse 1, chapter 2, amen, that when the day of Pentecost was fully come, that they were in one place there, they were in one accord, amen. Then suddenly a sound from heaven as a mighty rushing wind, amen. I like when God does things sudden, don't you? Amen. The Bible said, amen, there was a sound. It didn't come from down yonder somewhere. It didn't come from over yonder, but it come from heaven. Amen. When we get things from heaven, that's when things are really going to get good. When God begins to send things down, amen, things begin to take place, church. Amen. But the Bible said, I believe along in verse 3, that there appeared unto them, amen, cloven tongues as fire, and it set upon each and every one of them. Amen. Look over somebody and tell them tonight we need the Holy Ghost to set on us. Amen. Because when the Holy Ghost is setting on us, amen, we can accomplish something for the Lord. Can I just take my time and preach a little bit? Now, in our text tonight, I want to use for a thought deity on a donkey. I don't want to offend nobody tonight, amen, in any way and anyhow. But if you look at the scripture tonight, have you ever wondered, amen, why Jesus rode on a donkey, amen, into town? Amen, coming back in those days, amen, that a king rode a white stallion. Well, my Bible said one day he's going to ride one, amen. And you know what? As I said before, I'm going to be right behind him on my little white pony. Because wherever he goes, I'm going with him. Yeah. Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9 tells us and prophesies that this would take place. He tells us, amen, hundreds of years before it happened, what was going to take place. That Jesus was going to ride in Jerusalem, amen, riding upon a colt, amen, that never had been rode before. Amen, I don't know about you, church. That encourages me. When prophecy tells us something, it will come to pass. When we have the Word of God upon it, bless the Lord, amen, it will happen. And ain't enough devils in hell can stop it. We can rely upon the promises of God.
Yeah.
Woo! Hallelujah. We sing that old song, standing on the promises. Oh, if it wasn't for the promises of God, I couldn't make it sometime. Amen. If it wasn't for what He told me that's waiting for me, if I hold out and endure until the end, amen, it gives you strength to go on. Because His promises are yea, yea. It will come to pass. The Bible prophesied that this would take place. It tells us when it would happen. It tells us how that would happen. And all in detail. Amen. I want you to know tonight, church, if anything, we are living in the last days, and if anything, it's going to get accomplished, it's going to be because Jesus is setting on us. It's because the Lord is working through your eye and empowering us and enabling us, amen, to do what needs to be done. Do you hear what I'm saying? Amen. I want to use this story, amen, because I believe that I can see the whole plan. Jesus is teaching the whole plan of salvation in this story. But it does not only stop there. It tells us how we ought to serve Him after we become His child. Can I get into it? Jesus knew that this donkey was going to be there. Hey, He didn't have to see it. He said, disciples, He spoke to two. He said, you enter into the city. And then when you enter in, amen, you'll find a donkey tied there. Amen. I don't care how the devil may have tried to get that old donkey unloose and run him off. Amen. But it was that just like the Lord said. Amen. Now the Bible said the disciples brought the donkey. Amen. And Jesus rode that donkey. But there's four or five things tonight. Amen. Before Jesus was ever, amen, throwed His holy leg up over the top of that donkey and rode Him in. Amen. Just use that donkey as a gateway, an instrument to take Him to where He needed to be. There was some progress that took place in this donkey's life. Amen. Number one. Amen. This was an unclean donkey. By law, the Bible said, amen, in the book of Leviticus, amen, this donkey did not chew his cud. He did not have a split a hoop. Amen. By law, he was unclean. Amen. But the same law that condemned this donkey made provision for him. Book of Exodus chapter 34 and verse 20. If you want to read it, I want to jump over there because I want to get this straight. Amen. Verse 19 said, amen, God is speaking here. And He said, all that open the minix, amen, is mine. Every person in among the cattle, whether ox or sheep, that is male. Amen. But the person of an ass, amen, that shall redeem with a lamb. Amen. And if he's not redeemed, amen, he shall have his neck broke. Amen. Look, what is he saying here? Amen. Just might be possible that this little colt that Jesus said go and get, he was condemned to die. Amen. But how many knows and realize, amen, he had to be redeemed before Jesus could use him, amen, to take him where he needed to be. Amen. Once I stood condemned by the law, I was under a curse, but God came one day and redeemed me. Amen. A lamb died in my place to set me free. I was condemned to die, but the Lamb of God died in my place. We got a lot of people today trying to serve Jesus and never born again. We got preachers behind our pulpit today. Preaching a gospel they don't. Preaching a Savior they've never had a relationship with. I say unto you tonight, this donkey had to be redeemed before the Lord was able to use him. Before he could set on him. Back under the law, a lamb had to die for a donkey to redeem him. You and I to be redeemed, a lamb of God had to die. Shed his blood to set you and I free. Woo! Hallelujah. Peter said, we were not redeemed by corruptible things as silver and gold, but by the precious. Oh, the blood of Jesus is precious, ain't it, church? Oh, hallelujah. What can wash away your sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Woo! Hallelujah. I believe in church membership. I believe in being baptized. But ain't nothing going to wash your sins away but the blood. Oh, hallelujah. If the baptizing could do it, if joining the church could do it, then the blood of Jesus, him dying on a cross, was all done in vain. According to Exodus here, if you were to redeem, a firstborn donkey, a lamb had to die in his place. If you didn't redeem him, his neck was supposed to have been broke. Just might possibly, this lamb or this colt was headed to die. But the master called for him. I have need of you. I've got news for you, church. The devil had us condemned to die. We was on our way to the gallows, but God stepped up and redeemed us. By his blood, a lamb died in your place. Can I go home tonight? I got to hurry. Number two, Jesus said, when you find this donkey, untie him, unloose him. Before he could ever get any use out of this donkey, he had to be loosened because he was tied up. Lord, you know what I'm saying tonight. I'm here to tell you tonight, friend. We got too many church folks tonight that's all tied up. They're all bound up. What we need is a good Holy Ghost ex-lax to loosen us up and to move us for God. We're bound up for our flesh. We got too much pride. We got envy. We got strife. God needs to set us free and deliver us. The Bible said, whom the Son is set free, we're free indeed. Woo! Hallelujah. I go in churches. It takes a week to get their hands this high. Come on now. It takes about a week preaching. To stir them up enough to get up this high. I tell you what's the matter with us. We're spiritually dehydrated. We're drying up spiritually. We need a good dose of the Holy Ghost to loosen us, to shape us up, and to move us up where we need to be. Before the Lord rode his donkey, he had to be loosened. There are so many times, our pride, we've got envy and strife, unforgiveness in our life, and jealousy, binds us down. We're tied up in it. We want to do more for God, but we're all tied up. God said, be thou loosed in Jesus' name. Before God could use him, he had to be untied. Before God will ever be able to use some of us, we got to loosen up a little bit. Come on. We let what everybody else thinks about us bind us down. I'd like to run a little bit. I wonder what Brother Ted will think about me. I like to shout a little bit. Holler a little bit. Talk in tongues a little bit. But it wouldn't go over right with everybody else. What does it matter? make any difference, church. Let's serve Him. Let's worship Him. Magnify Him. Amen. Amen. You didn't save me. You ain't going to judge me one day. So why should I let you hinder me? I have to say, I've been some places I ain't been invited back yet. But I had my liberty when I was there. I believe in being free in the house of God. Hey, come on. I wouldn't give you. You may get mad at me. I don't care. I got the floor now. I don't care what's up over the door. Amen. If you've been saved, you're my brother. Amen. We're going to the one heaven. We're going to sit there by the one Jesus. Amen. So quit worrying about denominations. Amen. Yeah. Bless God, we don't do that at our church. You need to be loosened up a little bit. You're still tied up. God ain't never going to use you till you get untied from some of them fleshly things. Amen. That's held you down there for years. I don't know how long this little donkey been tied up. But when Jesus needed him, first thing he said, loose him and bring him here. God couldn't use that tied up donkey. It do good some of us sometimes. Do a good Holy Ghost shout around the churches. We're tied to our pews sometimes. Come on. Oh, come on. We got lead in our pants. Amen. Something doesn't matter with us. Amen. We're tied up like that donkey. But God said, I've got a use for him. Unloose him and bring him to me. Oh, is this all right tonight? One of them unusual ones, but that's all right. God, give me some unusual ones sometime. But maybe one you'll remember sometime. Little while. Hey, do you understand me? Glory to God. We got to be loosened to serve the Lord. Amen. I know some preachers need to be untied a little bit. Amen. Their denomination got them all tied. Amen. They're just preaching a part of a gospel. Amen. When the Bible said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. If you only believe in a half a gospel, you're tied up. I used to be one of them tied up dudes. I believe when you got saved, you got it all. Huh? But one day God filled me with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in unknown tongues. Amen. He loosened me from my old teachings in the past. Amen. I ain't been the same since then. Amen. I've been called a holy ruler. I've been called this and that. But I tell you, when Jesus called, you can call me gone. Woo! Hallelujah. I know what it is to be tied up. Preachers are tired to tie you up sometime. I've been in revival some places. Brother Ted, ever do this? I'm going to tell him on it. They would tell me what I need to preach and what I shouldn't preach. I've been there. They beat around the bush telling you what you shouldn't be touching on. If you ain't got no more confidence in me than that, you oughtn't to call me anyway. Then I'm going to preach something that's going to be out of order. That's not going to be lined up with the Word of God. You need to get somebody that you have faith in. Have confidence in. Amen. Because when I get behind the pulpit, I'm going to obey the Spirit of God, not the pastor. I had entire families walk out on me this year, or last year. Said, you're preaching too much of the Holy Ghost. You're getting too deep in the spiritual things. Amen. I don't like it. Amen. I wonder what's going to happen when like people like that get to heaven. Yeah. Jesus said, loose him. Bring him here. Number three, I want you to notice, the Bible said never a man sat on this donkey. He hadn't been down to the mule trainer. Hadn't been put a saddle on and broken. I don't know about you. Amen. This donkey, if God ever created... If God ever created, anything any more stubborn than one thing, it's a donkey. Do you hear what I'm saying? Amen. Them boogers are stubborn. But before, when God said here, amen, when they brought this donkey to Jesus, amen, he didn't say, you go break him. You get him used. The master throwed his leg over that donkey and rode him. Because that stubborn, rebellious donkey surrendered unto the Creator. His stubborn will had to be broken for the master to use him. Too many times we church folks buck him off. Come on. We don't like the master. Whoa, can you just get a vision? Amen. What a privilege it was for the Creator to throw his leg, to set his weight down upon that little old donkey. Amen. That donkey felt the well, the warmth of the body of Jesus. I believe he felt as the blood rushed through the veins of the Master. Ain't it wonderful when he sits on you and I and you feel the heartbeat of God, the flow of the Holy Ghost? Amen. There ain't experience like that when God sets on you. There ain't nothing like it. Whoa, when you get the sense, amen, that the master riding on you, or you feel his heartbeat, you feel the warmth of his body, amen, you feel every wiggle he makes, every muscle as he moves, amen, you get to sense it in your body. There ain't nothing like it, amen, when God sets on you. This stubborn, rebellious donkey had to surrender to the will of the master. That's where we get in trouble a lot of times. We want our will to be done. Amen? We're still stubborn. I hear it a lot of times. Hey, they're bold anymore today. Amen? They say, preacher, I'm just as stubborn. I've been in this way for 40 years. I ain't moved, and I ain't never going to move. That's the problem to start with. I'm glad I found what Samuel was heard from the Lord. Stubborn is the same as adultery, witchcraft, and all that. Same category. Come on, you bunch of stubborn rascals. Shout before the Lord. This donkey had to submit his will to the master's will. I mean, this was a wild donkey, man. One of them stubborn boogers. Amen. Just like some of us was before the master loosened us. Amen. Said, if you want me to ride you, you've got to surrender a little bit. Amen. You've got to submit your will under my will if you want me to use you. We all have trouble with that every now and then, don't we? Hey, come on now. Things don't go right in the church the way we think it ought to go. We want to stub up a little bit. Huh? He's still around some of us preachers sometimes. I worked for a man one time. He ended up working for him 20-something years. One of the first things he ever told me, he said, now, brother, amen. He said, there's a right way, there's a wrong way, and then there's my way. He didn't have to tell me which way he expected me to do. We buckled heads a few times. Hallelujah. But do you see what I'm saying? Never man had ever sat on this donkey, glory. I've been on some animal. I'm an old country boy, amen? And I know what it is to get on an animal that ain't been broken, that still has his stubborn will. You'll hit the ground and you'll hit it hard. But I don't believe this donkey showed any rejection at all. Come on. I believe when the master threw his leg over that donkey's back, amen, that donkey settled down, amen. And oh, he was so proud that the master chose him, amen, to carry him in. You know what, friend? We got a lot of people strutting around. Look what I've done. Look what I've accomplished. Amen. We ought to be. Thank God he chose me and allowed me to be a part of his kingdom. It's all right. Oh, there ever was something we need to be loosened from. That's our stubbornness and our own self-will. We'll never be able to be usable to God the way that he wants to use us and empower us until we submit unto him. A lot of time we get in our Sunday morning services and we sing the song, "All to God I surrender all." And we stand there and we know we've not submitted everything to God. No wonder the master's not using us the way we ought to be used. Come on. Can I bring out one more point in this and I'm going to close? I told Brother Michael a while ago, I'm trying to do what I heard another preacher. He said he prayed this prayer every time before he got up. He said, "Lord, fill my mouth with good stuff and nudge me when I've said enough." That's what I want to do. I don't want to take up your time. I want you to see this and visualize this with me tonight. As they loosened this donkey and brought him to Jesus, the Bible said they throwed their coats upon his back. Jesus was set on that donkey. He surrendered every bit of his stubbornness and rebellious will to the master that created him. And then he carried Jesus into Jerusalem. I can almost visualize that, don't you? Here comes a king, most surely a king, rides on a big white horse. But this is an unusual king. He left the throne to come and take upon him the likeness of man, to humble himself to death, even the death of the cross. Unusual king. He rode an old donkey into the Jerusalem. As he rode in Jerusalem, the Bible said they cried out, "Hosanna." I don't read anywhere that anybody addressed that donkey and said, "Oh, look what a donkey he is. Look how he holds that head up high. Look how he's picking him hoofs up and putting them down." But it was all about who was on the donkey. Come on. Amen. We got a lot in today. Amen. The reason we can't carry Jesus because we want more glory than he's setting on us. Amen. We want more recognition. I believe, amen. Maybe that donkey picked him up and he put him down real pretty. Amen. But it was all about who was setting on him. If it weren't for the Lord, we wouldn't have sense enough to get home tonight. Come on. We wouldn't have strength enough to get out of the bed in the morning. If it weren't for him that sets on us and chose us. Amen. But I'm here to tell you, we ain't got nothing to boast about or brag about. But God chose me. Amen. To ride me a little bit. And use me a little bit. To take him to a world that's lost and undone. In a world of darkness. That's the only way Jesus is going to get there. We're not careful. We want more recognition than he that's on us. We like to be bragged on, don't we, brother? Patted on the back. What a good donkey. I didn't call you a donkey. Don't be offended me tonight for calling you a donkey. Amen. You know what the Bible says about you? Don't let nobody else tell you anything different. Bible says, I'm blessed. Hallelujah. I'm the head, not the tail. I'm healed and not sick. I'm rich and not poor. That's what the Bible says. But in all, we're just a donkey. A vessel that God chose to take him to where he needs to be. It was prophesied. Amen. It was prophesied. Zechariah said, "9:9, that he's going to ride. Come riding on a donkey." Why do we want so much recognition today? Huh? Why does it all have to be about us? We're in trouble because of that. You know that? Look what I've done. Look what I've accomplished. Man, look what I... Look at me. That donkey may have switched his tail. I don't know.
Lord, have mercy. I don't want to get into that.
We got church people switching their tails around. Trying to gain noseability, right? Huh? But I don't have... Read that story. Do you ever hear anything about the donkey being bragged on? But it was all about the one that's sitting on him. It was all about the one that chose him and said, I need him. Amen. If anybody asks you what you're going to do, you just tell them the Lord hath need for him. That's a miracle right there. You know that? I ain't got no donkeys in my farm now, but my house. But if somebody comes and just started untie one, taking it with him, what are you doing, boy? I'd want to know why. No different back then. But it was sufficient enough when they said, if they do that to you, just tell them the Lord has need of it. Can I go a step further tonight and hush just in a second? Amen. I'm asking the Lord to fill my mouth with good stuff. Shut me up when it's enough. Come on. Hallelujah. We can't do nothing without God. We can't accomplish anything without the Lord. But I'm so glad that he chose us. He says, can I tell you this tonight? The Lord needs you. He needs every one of you. A lot of people think he don't need nothing but the pastor. Well, we got pastor should visit, pastor should witness, pastor preach, and pastor pray, pastor heal, pastor do everything. You little donkeys, God needs you too. To get some workplaces where Jesus needs to go, he's going to ride on you. Not Brother Ted. Not Brother Jimmy all the time. He needs you. But don't get the idea he can't do it without you. Come on. That time we put our dollar in the offering plate on Sunday morning, thank heaven go broke if it wasn't for that. We didn't show up, glory to God. Church would have to close up. God got along without you before you met you. He can get along without you now. It's one of the more worldly songs that got a lot of truth in it. I'm all right. Nobody got mad at me yet, right? I'm talking about deity on a donkey. I'm glad God chose us weak vessels. Unworthy, unclean, certainly unholy. But you know what I believe? When royalty placed his legs over that donkey, glory to God, that donkey became holy. that donkey became sanctified. Maybe even filled with the Holy Ghost. Maybe even spoke in tongues or something. Hey, don't tell me God can't make a donkey talk. Didn't he preach a sermon to old Baal one day? If that donkey hadn't preached to Baal, he'd have died. There was an angel standing out there with a drawn sword ready to cut him down. I believe a donkey talking to me one day. Oh, it's a big one, you know. But I want you to feel this tonight. What an experience when the Creator threw His leg, His weight settled down on the back of that little donkey. Isn't it an experience when the Lord begins to touch you? Isn't it an experience when He begins to put His weight down on you? Place His hand on you a little bit. And you begin to feel His body vibrating on you. You feel the warmth begin to come out of Him and begin to go in you. And it begins to change you. It begins to warm you up. It begins to change your life. And you begin to mold unto Him. That's what I'm preaching about tonight. Ain't nothing like it. When deity begins to ride on us donkeys, it's an experience. Ain't nothing like it. Somebody said he'd been everywhere twice. Started around his third time.
Wasn't it you?
Yeah. Man, I've been some places myself. Experienced some things. But it ain't nothing like when the Master says, I need you, son. Let me ride you. I need to go yonder. Would you carry me there? Would you take me there? Now, if this donkey could talk, I'm sure he'd say, Lord, I ain't worthy for you to throw your royalty leg over me. I ain't worthy to carry you. But son, it ain't nothing about you. It's all about me. Hallelujah. Would you stand with me tonight? Hallelujah. If you don't like this message, I don't know what to do for you. Hallelujah. You wouldn't sit through another 45 minutes for me to preach another one. So be satisfied with this one, all right? But ain't God good? Folks, there's so much that needs to be done. But it'll never get done in our own strength. It'll never get done in our own power. Royalty has to set upon us. He has to set on us. Use us to accomplish what we need to accomplish. And if some of us do not let Him begin to set on us, some of our own family is going to die and go to hell. Because you can't depend on somebody else to bring Jesus to them. You are the one that's going to take Him to them. Amen? Maybe the Lord could have got another donkey. Maybe the Lord could have got a camel to ride him in. I don't know. But the Bible already has told us we need to take this gospel to a lost and dying world. And when you carry the gospel, you're carrying Jesus. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Verse 14, John chapter 1 said the Word was made flesh. It dwelt among us. You deny the truth, you deny Jesus. You embrace the truth, you embrace Jesus. Simple as that. But there's places you can take Jesus. Amen. But we can't do it bound. We can't do it with our stubborn will. Hey, come on. And we can't do it unless He's our Lord and Savior. We've been redeemed. And then when He does it, it ain't about us, folks. It's about the Lord. Hallelujah. Ever head bowed. I'd like to pray for you. And we're going to call for a song of invitation tonight. If There's something in your life tonight as you sit here and silent tonight. Is there something tonight that you need to die out to? There's something tonight, amen, that your will needs to be broken. I've got you all tied up. You see, this donkey had to be loose before the master could use him. If there's something in your life that's got you bound, envy, strife, unforgiveness, whatever it is, you know what it is. I don't have to name it. God's already showed you. You need to be loosened tonight. You need to be set free from these things tonight. I believe it filling my spirit tonight. And maybe this is the most important part of this message. I don't know. Too many times we allow things to hinder us and bind us down. And we can't be used by the Master till we're loosened. Until we're set free. Father, I have tried my best tonight to deliver your word. I have given every word you put in my spirit. I've spoken, Lord. I've done the best I know how. Now, Lord, I believe the Spirit of the Lord is going to touch hearts here tonight. And I believe, Lord, this is the most important part of the service now. What are we going to do with the sermon that we've just heard? What are we going to do to the call of God? Because, Lord, I believe you've called every one of us just like you called for that donkey. And you're speaking tonight. The Master has need for thee. God, let us see that tonight. It is up to us to make ourselves usable to you. We want to be used by the Master. Father, sanctify us. Cleanse us. Wash us. Break every yoke that's in our life. That we can completely submit to you in your will. So that we can take you to the places you need to go this day and time. Father, to now, if somebody needs to pray, somebody needs to come to this altar. Somebody here lost and undone, Lord. Maybe they need to hear the first part. Because before the Master can use anyone, before the Master could use this donkey, he had to be redeemed. Because he was an unclean animal. And by law, he was condemned. Maybe the firstborn. Maybe his neck was going to be broken. But the lamb died to pay his price. Lord, this evening, let there be freedom to respond to the altar call right now in Jesus' name. If you're here tonight, you need prayer in any way and anyhow. Maybe you're here tonight, you're not even saved. You've never been redeemed. Would you come, let us pray with you tonight. Maybe you're here tonight and you just need to talk to the Master. Maybe you just want a closer walk with the Lord. Say, Lord, I want to be more usable to you. My dear old grandpa, a man of great wisdom, great knowledge, went home to be with the Lord many, many years ago. And I remember so many things that he taught me as a young boy, young lad. Remember one time he said, son, don't ever pray, Lord, use me. Let your prayer be, make me usable, Lord. Make me usable. Mold me and shape me, Lord, into a vessel that you can receive glory from. Anybody need to pray tonight? Nobody's looking around. Maybe somebody needs to just lift your hand and say, preacher, I need prayer tonight. I want to be more like Jesus. I know you preached about an old donkey tonight, but this donkey teaches us so much. I want to be where the Lord. I can take the Lord to my job. I want to take him to Walmart, Kmart. I don't want to be ashamed of who's riding on my back. Is everybody where you need to be with God tonight? Would there be one tonight just lift your hand and said, I need prayer. I'll not come back and get you or nothing like that. We want to pray with you tonight. I want to soon have prayer and I want to sit down. Turn the service back over to Brother Ted because I believe the Lord done everything tonight he wanted me to do. Did anybody need prayer just before I close? Father, I thank you for these people. I thank you for their audience tonight. I thank you, Lord, for their willingness to listen to this little old hillbilly preacher. I have no education, Lord. Anything that I have been able to do, it's all you, God. But I thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to share this word tonight. I would pray, Lord, for the continuance of this revival. Brother Stanley, tomorrow night as you would come, give him the word that needs to be spoken, God. And furtherance of this revival the other rest of the night, God. Let the word come forth with power. And the anointing would destroy every yoke. And truly, Lord, if people bound and tied up tonight, that anointing would destroy every yoke. And they can be set free in Jesus' name. And all God's people says,
amen.
Amen. Can you give the Lord a hand?